Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
As you may have wondered after a great first date when there's been no second, what happened? What went wrong that night? Well, Diana feels maybe Kirk isn't getting back to her over a spilled drink.
The spilled drink thing, you know, he really just laughed it off, and so did I. I mean, the poor girl who bumped into him, I mean, she was mortified, but he kind of just rolled with it. I mean, he even replaced her drink.
And as we're about to call Kirk, Diana also told us this.
Just that my entire future depends on the outcome of this call.
So, obviously, no pressure on us.
Hello?
Kirk!
Yes, who's this?
Kirk, don't hang up. It's not a sales call. It's not a spam call. Thunder and PT, we co-host the morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf.
You gotta be kidding me. Is this serious?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's us.
So I don't know if you listen to the show or not, but we're here.
I do.
Okay, so we do. Are you familiar with a segment we do called Second Date Update?
Yes, I am.
Well, okay. Welcome. You're on it.
Well, I mean, now you got me worried.
Yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good.
Everything's good.
Here's the thing. We have a listener named Diana who you went out. I'm sure you remember. You went out. There was a drink spilled. You guys got along, I'll just say this, very well. You took Ubers separately home or whatever. She really enjoyed herself and likes you, but you have not responded to her messages.
Oh, yeah. Lovely, lovely Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have not. You're right. That's true.
Okay, so can you just tell us what that means or what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, bottom line, great girl, not my type.
And why is that? Can you tell us?
Yeah, no, of course. I'm really into health. I work out. You know, I take care of myself. I take supplements. I eat right. And I don't really like being around smoke. And she's a smoker. So I really don't see us working out.
Wait, hold on a second. I have one cigarette, one for going out the house.
We got Diane on the line.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Again, not like I'm this chain smoker.
Great. Yeah. How you doing, Diana?
Hi.
Okay, so Diana's here with us, too. Is that true, Kirk? Is it just one cigarette that Diana had?
Yeah, but she had a pack of cigarettes. It's not like she bummed a cigarette from someone. She obviously has a habit of smoking. And, you know, I would say because of that, we have different values, and I'm looking for someone that could be serious, and that's a deal breaker for me.
different values. I didn't even finish the cigarette, and you don't even know how long I've had that pack.
You seem pretty comfortable, you know, lighting up, and it's just not something I'm into. So,
okay,
you know,
let's talk
I'm glad I have this chance to say, like, it's not going to happen.
Can I just ask, can I interject here? So when you excuse yourself, did you tell Kirk that you wanted to go outside and smoke a cigarette? And then did you ask him if you wanted to come out, or did you, what did you do, Kirk? Did you know she was going out to smoke, or what?
Wait, well, hold on a second. We were already outside, and it was after our hot, steamy makeout session. So I didn't think it would be so earth-shattering for him.
Yeah,
right.
Well, it had to be, too, because obviously he would have known. I mean, Kirk, you probably wouldn't have made out with her if she had already smoked, right?
No, absolutely not. It's like kissing an ashtray. Not going to happen.
What about this, Kirk? You're so good in the car with your kissing.
That she needed a cigarette.
The only way to recover from that passion, right? Am I right?
Yeah, it's a compliment, Kirk.
It's a compliment.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Looking at it the wrong way.
Diana, would you agree with that?
I mean, maybe.
But then.
If we go down that route.
That doesn't quite explain the pack of smokes, Diana, does it?
Right? We all have vices. And so. I think for me, it's a little bit hypocritical because he's talking about how well he takes care of his body. And it's important.
How is that hypocritical?
Well,
I do take care of my body.
Because listen to me for a second, Kurt. The bartender told me that you come into that particular bar all the time and binge on desserts, like 3 or 4 at a sitting.
Binge on desserts? Hardly. Okay, first off, it's called cheat day, and it happens once a week. I go in, I order 1, maybe 2 desserts. And how is that any of your business?
You've made it my business because you said the reason why you don't return my text messages is because of the way that I take care of my body. You don't like it, but the way you take care of your body is somehow fine. Like, what were you, a chubby
me?
Kid?
Whoa, okay, out of bounds. All right, great job there, Diana. Yeah. Sorry, that has nothing to do with anything, and it's not going to work out.
So you're comparing, so we're not going to get in the middle of, is eating a lot of sugar and desserts
the same as smoking cigarettes?
We're not going to fight that battle between the two of you.
I'll just say this. I'm not sensing a second date. I mean, Kirk?
No, I could just go ahead and make out with a sarcastic ashtray and ball sometime. So no
yikes.
Thanks.
Diana, what do you want?
Clearly, I don't smoke enough where it was a problem to make out with me in the first time, so it wasn't that big of a deal beforehand.
Well, but he didn't know. But he didn't know. You hadn't had the cigarette yet.
Yeah. But she didn't. What she's saying, she doesn't smoke that much.
If I smoke so much, he wasn't a problem to make out with me in the first time.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But I didn't know you smoked.
Yeah.
Exactly, because I don't smoke that much.
Okay.
That's what I think.
All right, so it's a no, I'm guessing, from Kirk.
Look, you know, I pulled up the adoption page right now for the cats.
You're getting your cats.
And
yeah, all right.
I'm getting my 10 kittens.
All right. Listen, if we can do second update just to save a cat, that's all that matters. Guys, we want to thank you both. Best of luck. Looks like you're going your separate ways, and thanks for being on
Second Date Update. Listen back to Thunder and PT at 1029thewolf.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.